And now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
You know, one of the things I've noticed about radio lately, and it just sort of crept up on me, I don't know about anybody else, but everybody's got a sidekick or a partner. Nobody does a solo shot anymore. Anybody who does a solo show, guys like me are very rare. And I'm not saying I'm better than anybody else. I just noticed that there's, you know, whatever, Skippy and Frank and Opie and Anthony and John has Ken and Ken has, he ain't saying. But, you know, it's just everybody's got a partner or a sidekick or some guy, like a guy will do a show, a solo show. It's like it's the so-and-so show, the Joe Blow show, but there's 86 people in there with him. And it's like never really his show because it's some other guy's show. It's like the other 86 people's show. But I thought, I listen to a lot of these programs, I think, you know, this is, they're onto something because I'm coming in here, I'm working my rear end off every day. I'm killing myself doing this show every day solo. And I thought, and, you know, I what I thought I would do, and I hope you'll indulge me a little bit, is I want to take the show in a new direction today. I want to get a sidekick. I want to have, like, the Phil Hendry Show, but someone with me. Like, you know how Handel has Paul LaWall, Gary Burbank, he's got all of his people. And what I wanted to do is just, it would be the Phil Hendry Show, but I'll get a guy in here. Sit down for a minute, bud, okay?
I don't know what you want.
Sit down. I'm going to get to you in a minute, all right? And what I hit upon was the idea of having a sidekick just here reacting to what I do, because that's what a lot of other guys do. They'll have a person that just reacts to them, laughs at their jokes, makes a comment about their life. In other words, makes somebody's life even more interesting than perhaps it is by saying, oh, wow, really? You put it in an above-ground pool, huh? Geez, that's... Yeah, I well, tell me more about that. You know what I mean, bud?
I don't know. No.
Just get over here for a second. I want to sit down here. Okay. Real good. Bud Dickman is going to join me. What do you think about that, bud?
You want me on the show?
Yeah, you'd be my sidekick, and you would react to the things that I say, and...
Or I say, like on John and Ken?
Yeah.
Who would I be?
Pretend like you're Ken. Just forget about it. Be you. I want you to be you. You're Bud Dickman, okay? You're you. You have a wealth of experience. But you react to me. You're not a co-host. You understand?
But I'm going to be like John and Ken?
No, because you're not a co-host. You're going to be a guy reacting to me.
I don't know.
Just when I say stuff, talk to me about... Excuse me for a minute, folks. When I say stuff, talk to me about like it's interesting. Laugh at crap that I say.
Mike and John and Ken.
Get off that kick for a second, will you, man? I'm 3 minutes into the show and you're already asking me stuff. No, it ain't like John and Ken. You're going to be the guy that sits down and reacts to the crap that I say.
You're going to let you laugh a joke.
Yeah, and I tell a joke, you laugh, and you go, hey, you know, really? Just stuff like that. Just here, let me just do the show. Just pretend like we're, having a conversation. What are you doing?
I'm waiting.
Well, okay, here.
I don't know what you want me to say. You're not talk.
All right, I'll talk. And by the way, man, we got to get you some vocabulary lessons or something. I wait for you talk. Look at, man, you know as well as I do, this is something that was suggested by somebody higher up than us, okay?
Who, God?
What do you mean, God? I'm talking about the cats that we work for, all right? So I'm going to get into a thing.
So in other words, what you're going to do is just talk about what happened to you last night and your feelings about the world. And I'll go, that's really neat.
Well, yeah, something like that. I mean, they'll go, it's really neat. You do. Haven't you ever heard? Who do you like to listen to?
I like listening to Bill Handel and Jamie and Danny.
Okay, perfect. They got people to talk to them. Good one. I got to explain this to the guy.
Well, first of all, every time you tell me something, you yell.
I don't mean to yell, man. I'm just saying, be my sidekick.
All right.
You know what that entails.
Uh-huh.
All right, so welcome to Phil Hendry Show here. And
you know, I got an idea about...
Shut up! I'm the guy that talks, you react.
Oh, you're going to set the agenda.
Yeah.
Set the table, so to speak.
Right, I'll set the table.
Kind of set up the topics, then I'll respond to you.
Yeah, you got it, man. Set the table. All right.
They call it on the John Ken Show.
Would you get off that kick already with that, man? Because we're not talking about a partner show. I'm talking about me having a guy that'll talk about the stuff that I'm going to be bringing up on the show.
All right.
Okay, so, hi, everybody. It's the Phil Hendry Show along with Bud Dickman. And,
Hi.
Hi, how you doing, Bud?
Real good. You know, last night I was...
Be quiet, man. Let me do it, not you.
All right. I get the hang of it.
Okay, you understand. I talk.
Then I respond.
Right.
You set the table.
Right. I set the table, and then you bust the dishes off the table. How about that?
I take them to the dishwasher.
Yes, exactly. I set the table, then you take the dishes to the... So, anyway, I got home last night, and my wife was having a bingo party, Bud. A bunch of women came over and played bingo, and it was really fun watching them playing bingo.
Uh-huh.
And so, anyway,
I'm waiting to react.
I know you are. Just hold on. So,
Your wife had a bingo party.
My wife had a bingo party. So I got home, and I'm looking at all these women playing bingo, and I figure, well, I might as well get myself something to eat.
Well, it's a natural thing that a man would think.
Yeah, it is, actually. You know, a guy comes home, he's hungry, you know, and I'm not the kind of guy that has his wife cooking him dinner.
No, no, not you.
Right. So I, went outside.
Did you go to the bathroom?
What?
You said you went outside.
Yeah, man, that's what I did. I went outside and I went to the bathroom.
Well, man, I don't know what you're talking about.
Will you let me finish? So I went outside and went to the bathroom.
Is that what you did?
No, I did not, man. I went outside and put a steak on the barbecue.
All right. All right. Can I talk about going to the bathroom now?
What's that got to do with what I'm saying?
Nothing, but it's more...
You got to respond to what I'm saying.
Well, it's more interesting.
Well, it may be more interesting. You got to respond to what I'm talking about.
Right. Last night, I got up and I peed on some laundry.
You're out of your freaking mind. You know that, man?
No, and don't you think that more interesting than you cook a steak?
Well, maybe, but I don't want to talk about your life. It's my life. It's the Phil Hendry Show. What do you mean you got up and peed on some laundry?
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing. I got out of bed, I sleepwalked. And I woke up and I was peeing on a pile of laundry.
You're kidding.
No.
Then what?
Well, I went back to bed.
Where's the laundry now?
I don't know. I guess it's still sitting on the floor.
Are you going to wash it?
Why?
Why? You peed on it. Why am I even talking about this, man? I'm talking about me having a steak last night.
You're right. I had to go home and do some laundry.
Yes, you should. Go home and wash your... You peed on a pile of laundry. So I got home last night. Look, man, can you be a freaking sidekick or what, okay?
I was talking about video poker.
I'm talking about the bingo game my old lady had last night. So I get home and...
You know, I hit a video poker in Vegas for like $300, one of the machines at the Luxor. Actually, I like Excalibur because they got the horsies.
Really? They got the horsies. So my wife, what is $300, which machine?
Well, it's at the Luxor. There's about five in a row I hit one day at Barbary Coast, too.
Really, how much?
About $300.
Never mind how much. So I got home last night, and...
You got home last night, your wife had a bingo game, you went outside and peed, and then you had a steak. Right. What's the matter?
You know very well what I'm talking about. I got home last night, I went outside and barbecued a steak, and I didn't go outside and pee. You're the guy that brought up peeing, not me, okay? You peed on some laundry.
See? You're responding to me.
Well, yeah,
you're... Let me be the man that run the show, and you react to me. Because peeing on laundry is better than a bingo game.
All right, look, you peed on some laundry last night while you were walking in your sleep, and I was at a bingo game, and I cooked a steak.
Now, what do you think's more interesting?
I guess peeing on laundry.
Then why are you leading the way? Let me talk about.
I'm going to start a show with you talking about peeing on laundry.
Yeah, let me just try it.
Start it all over again, Craig. Don't hit the open. Go ahead. It's the Bud Dickman Show. Go.
Hey, everybody. I'm Bud Dickman. And
first of all, you got to back off the mic.
Right.
Back off it.
Right. Hi, everybody. Bud Dickman. Last night, I walked in my sleep and peed on laundry. How about that, Phil? React to that.
That's really great.
Okay. Now I'll be back in a moment. 1-800-449-8686. If you pee on laundry, don't call. We don't want to hear about it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you got me. Are you going to react to it?
Yeah, I think it's vile, and I think you got to do your laundry.
Hey.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Gotta be a sidekick. Be a sidekick.
Well, you're not doing it right.
What do you mean I'm not doing it right? I'm the host of the show. Now here we are arguing about it. We're back on the air. What do you mean I'm not doing it right?
You're supposed to tell a story everybody finds interesting.
I was talking about my wife playing bingo.
And I'm talking about peeing on laundry. What do you think more interesting? What you need to do is combine the two things. You said you come home last night and you went outside.
Yeah, that doesn't mean I went outside and went to the bathroom. I got toilets in my house.
All right. Well, combine my peeing on laundry story with your going outside.
I went outside to cook a steak.
All right. Tell everybody you went outside and peed on your steak.
What is that going to do? It's not even true, you idiot. What does he want?
Call me idiot.
Well, I got to hold on for a minute. David's on the line. Is he there or not? David, are you there?
Right here. What's going on?
This idiot that you got me doing the sidekick thing is, the sidekick, I'm flustered.
Yeah, listen to you. You sound like you can't even... Hey, bud, what's the problem?
I come on here, I talk about peeing on laundry, and he got upset.
What are you getting upset about?
What am I getting upset about? I'm the guy that's supposed to lead the way, and he reacts to what I'm talking about, okay?
Now, look, all I'm hearing is you screaming at him. He had a very interesting story. I want you to react to that. Is that what we discussed?
No, that's not what we discussed. I'm the host of the show. He reacts to me.
He's telling the story. You react to him.
Well, when does he react to me?
When you said tell a story as good as him peeing on laundry.
Oh, I got it. So if I said that I went outside and peed on a steak...
Then he can react to that.
Well, it didn't happen.
Well, but tell your story, then you react to it, Phil. And the other thing that I want you to do is quit being angry at him. The audience doesn't like that, okay?
You always yell at me.
Shut up, bud. I'm talking to David.
But Mr. Hall, yell at me.
I heard him yelling at you. Phil, don't yell at him. Act like you're his friend. Let him tell the story, and then you insert comments to move the story along, okay?
Let him tell his story.
That's right. Bud, you lead off. And then Phil will make comments, and I want you to be friendly. Go ahead, bud. Tell your story.
I peed on laundry.
What am I...
Well, what are you doing sitting there like a bump on a log? React to that.
How am I going to react? The guy was sleepwalking...
Why are you arguing with me?
Can I just give some background?
Go ahead.
He said he was walking in his sleep last night, and he got up, and he had to go to the bathroom, and he didn't do it in the bath. He did it on some laundry piled in the corner of his room.
That's beautiful. I love that. It's a great story. What are you talking about? Your wife having a bingo party?
Well, I mean...
Did you go outside and cook a steak? Did you pee on the steak?
No, I didn't. I already told him that.
Then why would you tell a story? React to what Bud's saying, and do it in a friendly way. Go ahead, bud. Do it again.
I pee on laundry.
React to it. Come on, will you? I mean...
All right, have him do it again.
Do it again, bud.
I peed on my laundry.
Really? That's, fantastic.
Okay, now that's it. Be very conversant. Ask him about it.
Can I ask a question?
Just do it, will you?
Gee, that's great, bud. You peed on your laundry. Why?
It's a really funny story, Phil. You see, Freud tells us that our dreams motivate us, and I'm sure I had some kind of a dream of repression of some kind, and I got to go bathroom, and I do it on my laundry.
React!
Yeah, wow.
You ever pee on anything?
into a toilet.
Yeah, how about on a lady?
Okay, now what do I got it?
No, just react to that.
What do you mean, how about on a lady? I got to react to that?
Come on, bud.
Here, Mr. Hall.
Don't worry about it. I'll straighten this up, bud.
Thank you, because you've been yelling at me since we be on the radio air.
Will you listen to this guy since we be on the radio air?
I like this raw approach. He's fresh. He's new. You know me. I'm famous for pulling people out of a sewer and putting them on the radio, okay? Bud's just another in a long line of them. Now react.
How am I going to react to him? Did you ever pee on a lady?
Just be honest about it, Phil. We're all friends here. You can be honest. Did you or did you not?
No, I did not.
Well, Bud, then you got to follow up with that.
Look it, is this my show?
You guys are sidekicks, so you got to react to each other. Go ahead, Bud, start it off.
I pee on laundry.
Gee, wow, you peed on some laundry. that's fascinating.
You ever pee on anything?
No, Bud, I'm not on anything, into something.
You ever pee on a lady?
No, I never have, Bud.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Did you ever want to?
Okay, now do I have to answer that?
Yes, answer it honestly.
I'm not answering a question like that. What do you mean, did I ever want to?
That's a part something people like to do.
Well, that's great, man. I ain't doing that on my show.
Not asking you to do it on your show. Maybe you could do it off the air, tape it, and bring it in.
Yeah, that's a great idea, bud.
Okay, look, I got to just slow everything down to a crawl here because I don't know what you guys are asking me to do. All right?
I'm asking you this is the new sidekick era of radio. Everybody's got a partner because nobody knows how to carry a show by themselves, including you, Henry.
Well, I always like to think that maybe I was a guy who...
You like to think that... No, you can't, okay? That's the answer to that.
Mr. Hall thinks you need sidekick.
I know. He's telling me all about it, okay? Why don't you just bug off? Get away from my microphone. You got your own, okay?
Mr. Hall, he being mean.
Why do you got to talk to him like that?
I just don't need him breathing on me, okay? He's breathing that clam sauce on me. Can you sit over somewhere else?
Look, if you don't go out... Look, if you do not go out, pee on a lady, tape it, and bring it in to play on the air, you're going to regret it.
That's right. I tell him to do that, and that way he know what it like.
Okay, let me turn the tables, bud. Did you ever pee on a lady?
See how sick he is?
Why are you bringing that up?
He brought it up.
Jesus, you are a sick animal. Bud brought up a very innocent, somnambulistic kind of episode.
What word was that?
Somnambulistic.
Sonia Ballistic? Was that,
Yeah, it was a dancer.
Okay. So what happened?
And you turned it into something foul and vulgar and horrific.
He was the guy that asked me if I'd ever peed on a lady. And when I ask him that question, I'm a bad guy.
He's a retard. Are you going to embarrass the tard? Go ahead, bud, do it.
I pee on lady.
You know, so far, all this guy has said is I pee on lady. That's all this guy has said, man. I'm the host of the show.
No, Bud's leading the way.
Leading the way with what?
Look, if a retard asks that question, you gotta let it go. Just go with it, okay? Bill, this is part of our hire the handicap thing I was telling you.
I understand.
Go on, just go ahead.
Hi, Bud, I'm Phil.
I know that. I mean that.
Okay, so what's your story?
I pee on lady.
Gee, really? That's good? Was it good or...
Well, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I did my dream, but I woke up as laundry.
Oh, okay. Well,
Well, comment on that.
What do you want me to say to that?
Tell him about when you did it.
I've never done it, okay? Thanks very much.
That's what I mean. Go home, pee on a lady, tape it, and bring it in.
Yeah, Mr. Hall, I got to go bathroom.
Go ahead, bud.
Boy, all this guy can think about is hitting the can.
I'll see you later.
Where are you going?
I got to go.
So you want Mike to go with you and open the door for you?
Yeah. F you. I got to go find a lady.
Yeah, you do that, man. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Bud and Phil Show. Phil Henry. We'll be back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show, and it's time now to talk about drinking. A regular feature of our program, we talk about booze and how much we enjoy it. Oh, is that wrong? Is that something? Oh, I see. We're not supposed to do that? Look, it's legal, okay? As long as it's legal, you'd be surprised some of the fun stuff that's still legal to do in America. You don't have to go outside the law. You know that necrophilia was once not illegal in the state of Florida? And when they finally made it illegal, the tourism in that state went down like 40%. Now, that happens to be something that I just made up, but somebody's going to go home tonight and tell their wife that and say,
wow, I heard on the radio that, you know, you could actually make it with a stiff in Florida, and, you know, everybody was flooding down there for that.
As you know, one of the great excuses for disc jockeys and talk show hosts to get drunk on the air is to say that they're doing it to show the effects of drinking. Every year, some clown, you know, it's around Christmas generally. And this week on the Skippy and Frank show, we're going to get blasted on Guinness Stout, so you'll know what it's like to get bombed. Oh, I see. Thanks. Thank you. Like I didn't see Red Skelton falling around all my younger years as a kid on the stage. All those booze jokes, all the booze comics, all those St. Patrick's Day parties and the Cinco de Mayo. I need for you guys to get loaded on the air so I can dig what it's all about. Well, I wanted to do something a little bit more than that, and a couple of years ago, I did a thing on the air called, because I wanted to, I didn't want to show the effects of getting drunk, I figured you all knew, I just wanted to get drunk on the air, that's all I wanted to do, pretend like I was doing a public service, when in point of fact, it was just me getting blasted, because I, you know, frankly, wanted to take a Friday night off. So I did a thing a couple of years ago called, Phil Sings the Hits Drunk, and, thank you, and, what was that? Somebody just all of a sudden at the very end just gave her a hypo. And so what I did was, right at the end of this, someone's going to give her a tetanus shot right in the ass. And she'll go, ow. So what we did is, remember that, Mike? We brought in some Bombay gin. We got loaded and sang these hits drunk. And what was wrong with it was that apparently either I hold my liquor very well or I just am a damn good singer, because I listened to the tape of that thing, and I carried a tune all the way through it. I didn't blow it once. Just at the very end, I think I started going nuts about radio in America. I started just getting angry at every program director that ever fired me, something like that. But the fact is, it worked fine, and it worked too good. There's no way that we're going to put that on a CD and send it to people. You got to have something that they can get some kicks on, a guy getting blasted and singing, you know, like a cat, like a strangled cat. And it didn't sound that way. It sounded good. There I am. It didn't matter. And Schaefer was over there going, holy Jesus, what's wrong? Well, we got to get him more loaded. I don't know what's wrong. He's pouring me doubles. He's going out and getting rubbing alcohol. He's draining the battery acid out of his car. He's making vodka out of torpedo juice, anything he can find. And I'm still just, okay, what's next, boys? So anyway, I stopped that nonsense and decided I got to do something. If you really want to demonstrate the effects of booze and how bad it can be, I came up with what I think is a kind of interesting idea that we can do on the radio. And I suggest a lot of guys who want to do this on, you know, do this, let's get drunk on the air thing, let's do this. This is great. This will, you can get juiced and you can illustrate the ill effects of drinking on the air. Get drunk and then get in a car and drive fast into a wall. And you see, then people will say, this will basically be this. Okay, I'm on my third drink. And then that's it. And the show's 5 minutes long, and they move on to whatever the hell, Dennis Prager's Love Hour. Let's all love each other with Dennis Prager. So what do you think of that? Problem is, I don't really want to promote that, because then somebody's going to get run over on a major thoroughfare. I go to prison, and that little problem sinks the whole idea. Well, I did it because Hendry suggested it. But don't you think that that's a good idea in the future if any of these guys are going to get loaded on the air? Just do it and run your car off a cliff. Oh, shut up. Okay, 1-800 for 2 hours, 55 minutes of a guy getting drunk and and 5 minutes of him on the road before dying. That is exactly what we're talking about. Speaking of not having any motor skills, So I'm in the office today, and I did this thing that I've seen my father do a million times, and I suddenly realized that I was becoming my father, and maybe I'm becoming your father, too. And that is that when somebody told me something very simple like, Phil, just hit 9 and you'll get an outside line, I was looking at the phone like, okay, now what do I do? Like it was the first time I'd seen a telephone. And my old man used to do that. He'd say, Dad, hit on. All right, on. On is what? On is power. Power it on. Turn it on, Dad. All right. I'm going to turn it on. And then what does it do? Then just turn it on and then we'll do it. All right. Okay, and that's power? Yeah, power. Now we're 5 minutes into this process. Power, Dad. Okay, power. There you go. It's power. Now, what channel do you want to record? All right. Ruth, honey, what's the channel?
It's Discovery thing.
The what? Oh, it's the Discovery of some GD thing. Okay, Discovery Channel. That's channel 65 or whatever. You push this button. Well, I push 65, right? No, you don't push 65 on the TV. You go to the VCR. You push 65 on the TV, you got channel 65 on the TV. Well, that's what I want to record. What's on the TV? No, it's got to be the VCR and then the TV. You go to 65. That's a UHF station. Well, what's on that? I don't know. That could be like Phoenix or something. Some station out there. Look. Hey, Ruth.
Yeah.
Bring me the TV guide. Look at this. Now, your stepmother says that the Discovery thing, it's the show about... Is that the show about the chimpanzees?
Yeah.
I love to see that. And it, I know, Dad. It's 65 on the cable. Well, 65 on the cable is what? On the VCR. What about the TV? That's a whole different thing. It's got to go to 3. Got to go to 3. Ruth?
What?
He says it's got to be on 3.
Well, I don't know what the hell he's saying.
Well, all right. Put it on 3, then. I don't know what the Christ you're talking about. Okay, put it on 3. Now, 65, this guy, what is the name of it? World of Chimps. All right, World of Chimps. And it's on at 3. No, it's not on at 3. It's channel 3. Okay, channel 3, I'm sorry. But it's not on 3. I got that, man. I'm going to... Everything's beautiful. Put it on 3. I'll go to 65. World of Chimps, 7:30. You ever seen this GD show? What is it?
Not the chimps.
No, I haven't, Dad. Oh, it's a hell of a thing. They got an ape that crosses his legs and, like, does his nails. That's great. Whatever you want.
Yeah, your father always watched the ape when he's crossing the nail.
Then he took his crap, see, and they throw it around the cage. And it got on some of the people, and it was fantastic. It got all over the host. Who, that Jack Perkins? Right, that Mutual of Omaha guy. Okay. Now you do that, and you do that, and then you just wait. All right, for what? Well, you can go out and do stuff. I don't have anywhere to go. Well, you got nowhere to go. What are we taping it for? I don't know. You said that this is the VCR, and aren't I supposed to tape it to see it? No, you can watch it live, right when it comes on. When is it coming on? Let's see. Ruth?
Yeah.
When's World of Chimps?
7:30.
7:30. Okay. Are you guys going anywhere at 7:30? No. Well, then you don't need to tape it, Dad. Okay. All right, son. You can sit here and watch. You can tape it while you're watching it. Well, I think we'll do that. I mean, I bought the GD thing. The hell? Then I get it all set up for him. I go home. I sit down, relax. He calls me up. He wants to change the channel. How do I do if I want to change it off of World of Chimps? I don't know what to tell you, man. Then flip it off of World of Chimps. You don't want to tape a World of Chimps, do you? No, don't you want it? No, I was here. I watched the thing live. I don't need to save it. So that's what I was doing today in the office. I'm like, okay, what is it? And Mike's there going, hit 9 for an outside line, Henry. What the hell's wrong with it? Okay, I'm hitting 9 now. Now then what? Then dial the number. Oh, okay. And it, you know what it is? It's a function not of brains. It's not any Alzheimer's thing. It's eyesight. It's eyesight. My eyes are shot. My eyes are going. Between 40 and 50, they say your eyes go to hell in a handcart. That just happens to be a fact. I don't know how old you are, but I got news for you, baby. When you hit 40, goodbye eyes. They're gone. You might as well just pull them right out and put them on a shelf, man. Just pull them out and install that freaking thing that cat on Star Trek had, brother, because your eyes are gone, man. I can't see, you know? Because I was looking at the phone. I go, okay, with 9. Hit 9. Because we were doing a conference call with Cincinnati. I said, I want to hear the listen line there. Well, hit the volume up. Well, okay, now where is that? Where it says volume with the arrow pointing up. Go, okay. I couldn't see it. And now I know. So I got to get that RK or whatever that stuff is called. What is it called? It's the laser surgery, right? LASIK or radiokeratotomy. And I got to get that. And either that or get glasses. And I probably should just, you know, cut out the middleman and go get the LASIK surgery, or the radiokeratotomy, whatever that the beta keratonin thing with the eyes. And I was with one of the account execs from the station, and they said, all right, let's take you over to this doctor. Well, I was not exactly inspired with great confidence, some of these guys that I've been to visit. Some of these guys are doing the thing. Because this one guy, this guy was hepped up.
Yeah, that's good, Phil. What we'll do is just take your eyeball out and say, it's great. Don't worry. You know, he's got a picture of Anthony Hopkins on his desk. Look, see, Anthony Hopkins. Whatever. You come here.
Come here in a hockey mask, or did he come here as himself?
No, look, you got farsight one eye, didn't you?
I said, okay, I'm farsighted. And I said, what are you going to do? So he sticks a contact lens in my eye. You remember when I came to work that day and I was in agony? Guy says, here, look at this. Put the contact lens in your eye, and then you'll know what it's going to look like after we give it a surgery. See, it's going to look just like that. I said, this is what I can't see. My eye, it's irritating me. Send me out into the world with this contact lens in my eye. And I was in, and I'm driving, and my eyes tearing up, and I can't, it's all I can do not to want to rip my eyeball out of my skull. And I finally get to work. I got to get this thing out of my head. I got to get it. Guy didn't tell me anything about taking it. I'd never worn a contact lens before in my life before this guy threw this thing into my eye and said, bye. Nothing on how to take it out. Nothing on how to keep it moisturized. Aren't you supposed to moisturize them or something? Nothing. So that was goodbye. I ain't going to see that guy. Now, Maria had it done. She can see. She's got X-ray vision now. She can see through walls. She can see clocks, you know, 5 miles away. I mean, I'm very jealous. And I maybe ought to go see the guy that she saw, but that whole thing, when she had it done, cost like 3 G's an eye. It was like a $6,000 deal, but now I understand it's really cheap, so I'll go and I won't be scared. Okay, this is the Blind Phil Hendry Show. I'd point to you, Craig, but I can't see you. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
You know, there was a movie that I really liked, in fact, as a kid, called Man with the X-Ray Vision, or Man with the X-Ray Eyes, I forget which, was with Ray Milland. And what was cool about this movie is this was a mad scientist who had perfected these drops. I guess they were eye drops or some kind of a serum that he would put on his eyes, and it would increase his ability to see to the point where he had X-ray vision. And the early stages of the film, entertaining. He's looking through women's dresses, and he's all of that sort of campy, strange, and pandering stuff. But then his eyes become so powerful he can see through the crust of the Earth, and then he can finally see into the core of the Earth until finally he's seeing into outer space, and he's looking so deep into space he's seeing like the Big Bang and just crazy. And finally he goes staggering one night into a tent revival somewhere on the outskirts of town, and there's a preacher up there preaching the fire and brimstone. This cat is saying, you know, all of his Bible stuff, and the Ray Milland scientist says, my eye, and something about his X-ray vision. And the preacher says, the Bible says, if thine eye offends thee, pluck it out. So that's what he does. He pulls his eyes out at the end of this movie. And it's very cool. 1-800-449-8686. Chatsworth, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Phil, did you ever be at Disneyland before they had the Matterhorn?
Yes, I was.
Okay, you can settle an argument. Did they have the Matterhorn then?
If I was at Disneyland before they had the Matterhorn, then the answer would be no.
No, they didn't, sir. It's okay. Hey, you can settle another bet. What was the coolest ride they had before they had the Matterhorn?
At Disneyland?
Yeah.
The coolest ride was, I don't know,
Please say Autopia. Please say Autopia. Please say the Autopia.
The Autopia.
Okay, Sorensen, that's two. Okay.
I said that because you asked me to say it, man. I don't know what the coolest ride was.
Well, what was it like? I mean, Sorensen and I were sitting here thinking about Disneyland before they had, like, Space Mountain and Tower of Terror. It must have sucked apes.
What do you mean it sucked apes? It was cool. I mean, when you're five, it was great. I don't know what to tell you.
What was your favorite ride when you were five?
At Disneyland.
Yeah.
That Mr. Toad's Wild Ride thing was cool. I dug that.
Yeah, what else?
I don't know, the rockets that went up in the air and Mission to the Moon.
Yeah, see, somebody told me that before they had the Mission to Mars, they had Mission to the Moon.
What are you yelling about, kid?
What?
Why are you yelling?
He wants to know why I'm yelling so...
What, you gotta ask your friend that, too?
What's the way I'm yelling? We just got this bet!
Okay, well, what is the bet you got, man?
What's the coolest ride that was at Disneyland before they built it?
What do you mean, what was the coolest ride at Disneyland before they built it? There wasn't a ride at Disneyland that was cool, because it wasn't built yet.
See, Sorensen, that's four.
What kind of a bet do you guys have, anyway? Your friend must be a knucklehead.
Why?
The guy's asking you what's the coolest ride at Disneyland before they ever built Disneyland. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's what I mean. The guy's an idiot. I mean, I've got like $50 off of him so far this afternoon.
Well, he must be a complete idiot. There wasn't any ride at Disneyland before they built it, okay? The coolest ride they had when they built Disneyland was probably those rockets or some crap. I don't know what they had. I was like five, man. What do I know? When they built Disneyland, I was three. I was in a stroller.
Really?
Yeah, I was small.
Even the talk show host thinks you're a dumbass, Sorensen.
I didn't say that, all right?
Yeah, you did. That's another $5. That's 55. Okay, the next question.
I got it. What was the coolest ride at Knott's Berry Farm before they built it?
Yeah.
Well, that would have to be... What do you mean that was the coolest... The best ride at Knott's Berry Farm before they built it?
Yeah.
The one that tracked the guy that was digging the freaking ditch to make it. That's how cool it was. See, Sorensen, it was the thing. $55 on his dumbbell friend. Coolest ride at Disney. Yeah, the best thing at Knott's Berry Farm before they built it was Mrs. Knott's making her pies. I don't know. All I know is my cousins came out here from Canada when I was a kid, and they wanted to see Knott's Berry Farm. The only thing Knott's Berry Farm had then, the only thing they had was you could pan for gold. That was it. And then you'd sit in a covered wagon, you'd go get a chicken dinner and split. And it was like if the people were flocking for miles around to see this thing. Now they got everything, man. They got the better, way better roller coasters than even Magic Mountain. What's the best roller coaster they got at Knott's? The Python? When's the last time you were at the... Craig, I thought you lived at Knott's Berry Farm. Which one, man? Montezuma's Revenge, yeah. That corkscrew thing. And all that Magic Mountain's got is Riddler's Revenge, which is pretty good, actually. The parachute drop's pretty sweet. And now at that California Adventure, they got some stratospheric thing. They take you up and you crap in your pants and then you fall like 300 feet. It's great. It's brutal. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. They got a pretty good roller coaster there. It's 0 to 55 in like 2 seconds. It's not bad. It's got a little kind of a hairy loop. Okay, anyway, how am I on this? What was the best ride before they built Disneyland? It's Phil at King Kong. It's Phil Henry Show.